We welcome on the KSRO live line the man who is being honored tomorrow by Sonoma State University with an honorary doctorate degree. We'll have to call him Dr. Willie Tamayo. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well, and I'm thrilled about this tomorrow's events. And Willie, of course, and most of Sonoma County knows him as the co-founder and current grand poobah of La Tortilla Factory. But there's a lot more to this guy. And you know what? How did you get the word that you were going to be honored in this way, Willie?
Well, I was at a Sonoma State University event a couple of months back, and Dr. Sakaki pulled me aside, and she said, I got some great news, and I was thinking it was about one of the faculty members I knew, and she said, I'm going to present you with an honorary doctorate degree. I'm going to make you a doctor. And
wow.
I was shocked, first of all. Wasn't expecting anything. I just, part of what I enjoy doing, which is giving back, especially in the field of education. Education is so important for all of our kids, and a quality education and equitable education so important in order to be a successful person personally and professionally.
You know, talk about that a little bit, the combination of this family business that you started and your education at the Haas School of Business. How did you navigate the growth that you guys have gone through?
Well, my parents had five sons. We all went to different high schools. We grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. And if you grow up in the Midwest, it's a beautiful place to grow up. You learn a lot of great values. But the weather back there is always challenging, especially in the winter. So we moved. Eventually, the four oldest sons migrated west and attending colleges. And we settled here in the Bay Area. And my dad wanted to retire after 30-some years working for the railroad, and he wanted to start a family business. So at that point, three of us had already graduated from business schools at various universities, working for banks, et cetera. And we thought we knew how to operate a business, so we looked at all the business ventures going on, and we saw that Mexican food back in the early 70s was becoming very popular, and we were fortunate enough to connect with one of the large tortilla factories down in the Fresno area, who encouraged us to look at the tortilla industry. We did, and
the rest is history, just about, yeah.
Found Sonoma County was a perfect place to start.
Well, you did. How many employees does La Tortilla Factory have now, Willie?
Wow. The last I heard, we're close to 370.
That doesn't surprise me. Now, one of the things that you've done and one of the reasons that you're being honored tomorrow at SSU is because of what you've done with the Elsie Allen High School Foundation. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, Willie. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Yes, I have a good friend, Brian Farrell, who retired from the city of Santa Rosa as the city attorney a few years back, and he called me one day because he was in his second career, was a teacher at Elsie Allen High School, and he said, you know, you got to come over here to Southwest Santa Rosa to Elsie Allen High School, meet the students and the faculty, and especially the principal. And I did, and I was very impressed with the family environment that the school presented, the passion for learning that the teachers possessed, and the forward and visionary principal, Mary Gail Stabline. And what she was telling me is that she needed to put together a leadership group of, she was asking for leaders in the Latino community to serve as role models for many of the students and help raise scholarship funds.
And boy, have you done that. Wow. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's just one of the reasons why you're getting that honorary doctorate tomorrow at Sonoma State University. Willie, congratulations.
Thank you, Pat, very much.
You and I go back a long way, and I just couldn't be happier about this.
Thank you.
That's Willie Tamayo, Dr. Willie Tamayo, after tomorrow, thanks to SSU.